Eat beans, live longer and healthier. Find out why today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Dry beans are part of the pulse crop family, which also includes peas and lentils, and they don't often get the respect they deserve. The U.S. is the fourth largest producer of dry beans in the world, according to Juan Osorno, a professor and bean breeder at North Dakota State University. North Dakota is the top dry bean producer in the U.S. as well. And Osorno touts dry beans as a great source of iron.
Anemia and iron deficiency is the number one non-infectious disease worldwide. It affects 1.6 billion people. This is not because you're not getting enough iron, but because the inflammation factors lead to having less iron absorption as well.
Osorno's colleague, Shauna Zeman-Bolinski, says dry beans have other impressive nutritional benefits as well.
Epidemiological studies, how things affect our bodies overall, showing that consuming three or more servings of legumes weekly is linked to a 26% lower risk of heart disease, an 8 to 15% reduction in colorectal cancer and type 2 diabetes risk. Also an increase of about 4 years total in life expectancy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.